Wow, this has been a great weekend. I swear, I can't believe it. So happy. I'm just like overwhelmed. I'm so grateful for all your practice. Yeah, that's what I feel, all those little hearts. I'm so grateful for your practice and your diligence. It's not easy to practice all day, but it's just so important to our capacity. So important. So I wanted to touch on one last thing here. It was brought up in the practice meetings here, and also in Marilyn's chat that she brought up here, is who or what is talking or reassuring the mind that's in turmoil. And this is why I think the Buddha was cultivating these four framings. I think it all relates to one main purpose. A lot of our habit comes from childhood. It comes from trauma, and not necessarily trauma of some, you know, abuse and all of that. It can just be trauma because you accidentally peed your pants when you were on the playground at the, you know, in kindergarten, and all of a sudden you're traumatized, or you spilled your lunch when you were carrying the tray, and all of a sudden you're traumatized. This trauma when we're little is very overwhelming because we don't know how to manage it. But most of us do not live in that kind of trauma anymore. We haven't lived in that kind of trauma for a long, 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 long time. But the mind will continue to replay that trauma out as if it is as close to us as when we first dropped the tray, or when we peed, or when I was at home when I was a kid and everybody was so angry. The mind doesn't distinguish between past, present, or future. It's the body that distinguishes between the two. And the body knows that a lot of the stuff we're holding is like stored the way the body stores vitamins and the minerals, and the body stores fat. It just stores. It knows how to store things until later. And so it stores a lot of the old memories that aren't processed, like it stores everything else. And it waits until the time when I can let it go. But we live in a world where we never let it go. So we grow up year after year carrying and adding on all this trauma and walking around with it. And what I had to learn, because I came from a lot of trauma that was real trauma. I mean, I came from a lot of violence, real violence, even in my adult life. I brought a lot of that same violence into my life. So it's not like I'm trying to say none of that stuff is real. What I had to learn was the difference between being in real violence and living out of the mental remembering of old violence, because that remembering is more problematic than the actual being in the violence. And when I learned the difference between these two, you have access to way more liberation. And the part of us that knows this distinction is the body. Not this physical body that has arthritis, but the embodiment of the present moment. So these four frames, you can begin to see, are helping you distinguish between what is reality, which is the physical reality in this moment, the direct experience of now versus our habitual overlays over the direct experience. And that overlay is a lot of our opinions, judgments, old storylines, all of that turmoil, all of that mental papancha that we live in. The body is the place that's going to help us learn to distinguish it. And so I thought this idea of getting in the same body that went through all the hell I went through, I just could not envision that this could be very safe of a practice. But in truth, if I can see if I can say this, I'm not tucking into this body with all of its limitations. I am experiencing this direct moment, and the only part of me that knows this direct moment is the body, because the body is right here. So if I'm going to know the direct experience, I'm going to have to be physically connected to the body. Otherwise, the thing I'm connected to is my mind's interpretation of this direct moment. And if my mind thinks this direct moment is okay, then oh great. If it thinks it's bad, I'm going to have a difficult time. But the mind is not really relating to the direct moment in truth. It's relating to the direct moment from its opinion of all of the things it's thought about over its lifetime. That's it. And that lifetime is really, for me, it's 67 years. But for some of you guys, you haven't been around but 30 years. You don't know nothing. You got a lot of stuff to know. But that's all it knows, is what it has seen and learned since you came into the world. But the body we live in, it has a wisdom that's been around. It was the same body Buddha was sitting with. Same body. So 2,700 years ago, this same body knows how to process life. And that wisdom is in here. So what these four frames are doing is actually beginning to help us come in right relationship with the body and not judge everything by the mind, by our thinking. We're coming into right relationship. And one of the biggest things that we have to work on is beginning to care about this body, beginning to care about what we eat, about how we are, how we take care of it. Not this kind of overly obsessed with us, but the sense of recognizing this body is our vessel for liberation. And the more we can care after it, look after it, be with it, the more it's going to help us see this distinction between this obsessive mind and this present moment, real moment. So someone asked, you know, what do you do with this obsessive mind? And you be kind with it. I talk to it like it's a child, like it's not a baby, but a child, like a little kid that is scared and needs some help. And I'll talk to it, you know, like a little person. And at the same time, I cultivate this more attentiveness to this body. So the mind, if I get caught in catastrophic thinking, which my mind does all the time. As soon as I feel something unpleasant, it like burst into, oh my God, I'm going to lose my knee. My legs are going to be chopped off. It's all over. This is it. This is a big one. It goes there catastrophically every time. It always thinks something terrible is going to happen. It's looming right around the bend. And no amount of practice is necessarily going to take that away. It's so ingrained from growing up in a house that was always destabilized and you're not sure what's going to happen. So that energy is always there. That's the energy I lived out of most of my life. Always afraid something's going to happen. Of course I was like angry and controlling and demanding because that's how I was creating safety. But if I'm going to rest in the present moment, which is based on unknown, impermanence, then I'm going to have trust in the body. And the way I cultivated that, I would thank the mind, no matter what it said, no matter how catastrophic, okay, thank you. And then I'd say, let's see what the ears are experiencing right now. Let's see what the eyes are seeing right now. What is the body feeling right now? Let's see what the taste is, you know, and I begin to cultivate this automatic bringing in the other sense doors always. And I got to tell you, the ears and the eyes were never seeing anything bad. The mind was in a catastrophic freak out, and the eyes were just seeing my TV. We're seeing my living room. We're seeing regular stuff. The ears weren't hearing nothing. They didn't even hear the upstairs people banging or nothing. They were just fine. And every once in a while, I would begin to notice that the body would be feeling some pain in the arthritis or some pain in the back, or there would be some grumbling in the stomach. And it's from that that the mind would run off and freak out. And I could begin to see that, oh, I can be with that. I can be with that. It's okay. I can be with that. Gradually, this mind does not throw me off as much as it used to. That's what we're looking for, is this ability. We can't just ignore the mind, and you have to have a counterbalance that helps you stabilize this mind that's obsessive, and that's going to be your body. That's where you're going to, that's what all these four frames are doing. It's reframing our connection with the body as our base and our safety, our abiding sense of peace is going to come from present moment in the body rather than the mind trying to figure out a solution. You see?